Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Grace Nursery Program, a ministry of the Grace Free Church of Christ, where the minister is Brother Willie Bradshaw. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. We are going to hear an amazing lesson from Brother Ben Griffin. So sit back, as Danielle would tell you guys, and get in your quiet corner and listen as Brother Ben Griffin bless us today with such an amazing lesson. Brother Griffin, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good to hear your voice, Brother DePayman.
Oh, thank you. Go ahead and bless us this morning.
Well, I want to thank everybody for coming in this morning. Thanks to the Cleveland for being our lovely host. Hopefully Sister Danielle is doing fine and well. We certainly missed her voice this morning, but God is still good anyhow. So today's lesson, we want to take a look at a primary verse, John 14:6, but it's going to be attached to some other verses. We're going to talk this morning about assurance, God's holy assurance. I know we sing this song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Well, that's a great song, but we're going to talk about assurance on this day. The Bible tells us in John 14:6, Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father but by me. You know, through the years, as we mature in Christ and get closer to the end of life, even if we have all faith in him, one of the great fears is, will I make it in? You know, this worry is counterintuitive to trust in the Lord or trusting in the word of God regarding the validation of our salvation and forgiveness. And for this cause, assurance is a topic that needs to be discussed from time to time. You know, when we do look at John 14:6, there are some things that took place there that maybe we never noticed that took place during that time. You know, there were those who had the misunderstanding that they did not have to accept Jesus and believe in him as long as they had a relationship with the Father. But Jesus countered that misunderstanding, because as many did not accept Jesus and believe they could have a relationship with the Father and not with him, Jesus informs them that there is no relationship with the Father apart from him. You see, when we analyze that passage, it tells us, no doubt, that as only God is absolute and never failing, and as Jesus is the way, a path, or route, which is one of a kind, there is no other. And the truth signifies the only truth, and the light signifies the only source of life. If Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, there is no other way. There is only one truth, and there is only one source of life, and I'm that way, and I'm that truth, and I'm that source of life. So for anyone who thinks that they and his audience was a Jewish audience, no doubt, they accepted the Father, but they rejected the Son. And Jesus, therefore, says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father except by me. Now, this is holy assurance, is that if we want to have a relationship with the Father, we've got to strongly and sincerely embrace, recognize the Son. And the Son guarantees you a way. You know, a lot of false religions or world religions, they, in their teaching and in their theology, we may call it that, they extend a ladder down to man in order, well, they build a ladder from man, hoping that this ladder will lead them up to God, all the world religions. But when it comes to Christianity, it extends a ladder from heaven down to man. And then God, in the form of Son, came down the ladder and lead men up the ladder back to God. Not just like world religions, they want to give you a ladder, build a ladder, so you find your way up the ladder to God. But Christ, through God, came down the ladder, showed us how to live and take us back up the ladder. That's the difference between Christianity and world religions. And this is what Christ says: I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one's come to the Father but by me. Let's examine the golden text of the New Testament, one that we all memorized this year. And we're going to see then again this concept of assurance. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Notice this, not perish, signifies of the borders of perishing and ever having everlasting life, which suggests that one's belief in Christ will provide everlasting life. See, it's not just reading the passage and say, okay, it sounds good, but look at the significance of this message. It gives you these two opposing things, either perish or not perish. And if you don't want to perish, all you must do is believe in the Son. And that's what it's all about. Whosoever believes in Jesus shall not perish. That's an assurance, but have everlasting life. That's assurance. You will not perish, but you will have everlasting life. What you must do, believe in Jesus. That's holy assurance. Believe in Jesus all your heart, and you will not perish. Now, we know there's more to do into that, but that's the beginning. If you don't believe in him, you won't confess him. You won't repent. You won't be baptized. So to start with that holy assurance, believe Jesus as the Son of God, with no doubt, all faith. But let's look at another passage of assurance. It's John 5:24. The Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. What a holy assurance do we have here. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, Jesus said, listen to me and believe on God, the one that sent me. And you that does this, you will have everlasting life. And ye shall not come into condemnation. You would know what that means, judgment, wherein you are convicted, tried, and condemned. But you are passed from death unto life. Notice the opposing thing to death and life, life and death. You will not have an eternal death. You will have passed from death unto life, because of your relationship with God and with Jesus Christ. And so we need to understand that, what assurance it is. Just here, listen to Jesus, believe on him that sent me, that's the Father. And you notice how they complement each other. God complements Christ, Christ complements God, and everyone's told, believe in God and accept my Son. You know, in John, or Matthew 17, in the Mount of Transfiguration, when Peter and James and John was there, and Peter was saying, build three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Elijah. And the cloud overshadowed them. The voice came and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. God the Father always compliments God Christ the Son. And they compliment each other. And so let's look at another one. John 6:37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that come to me, I will no wise cast out. You know, in John chapter 6, John chapter 9, and there were those who would confess Christ. In John chapter 12 also, those who would confess Christ, the Jews or the leaders of the Jewish people are kicking them out of the synagogue. They hated Jesus so bad that they couldn't deny what he was doing was actually happening. They just didn't want the people to love what he's doing, to celebrate what he's doing, to gravitate towards him. In other words, Jesus was taking their church from them. And so if anyone that was a Jew acknowledged Jesus publicly, the Sanhedrins or the Jewish, the Pharisees, kicked them out of the synagogue. And so Jesus comes back in John 6:37 and says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me and will come unto me, and I will no wise cast him out. In other words, I won't kick you out of the synagogue. And see, the jury knew was kicking folk out, and they were students of theirs because they mentioned Jesus. And so Jesus says, once you're mine, you're mine all the time. And so just like the church, once you're in God's way, Jesus' way, you're in forever. Jesus won't put you out. The devil may try to pull you out, or you may leave on your own, but Jesus will not cast you out unless God gave you to him through the obedience of the gospel. Christ says, you are mine forevermore. It's like getting married. Once you're mine all the time. And so let's look at another one, John 10:10. He said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. Analyze this passage just for a moment. We have a few minutes. Now, John, he presents for us two opposing ideas. I think we can identify with this take and give. We know what take and give. Sometimes we give, we don't take, and then there are those who take and never give. See, the thief came only to rob us of our joy. That's it. On the other hand, Jesus comes to give more than the thief is aiming to take. And he assures us of an abundant pleasure or a life of blessing. And see, comparing ourselves to the thief, comparing you to the thief is one who takes from the shepherd. The shepherd is provided for the sheep. And characteristically speaking, one is passionate, which is a shepherd, and the other is ill-passionate, which is a thief. And so the thief only takes life, and the shepherd protects and sustains life. And this is why Jesus represented, and this is why Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I'm not like the thief. I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. This shows that holy assurance to trust in the shepherd, trust in Jesus. And that's why Jesus was saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one's come to the Father but by me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my words and believeth on him that hath sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will not cast out. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they may have life, and that they have made it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. I hope and trust that today we've said something along the line that will encourage all of us as we do get towards that time where we just can't sustain ourselves physically on this earth, that we have an eternal place of abode awaiting us because of our love and our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Let's at this age in our life, stage in life, build on this assurance we already know we have, but let us live as though we have no doubt that we're okay with God, that we're okay with Christ, we're okay with the Holy Spirit, we're okay with our church, we're okay with our brothers and sisters in Christ. These holy assurances can only be assured by God. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful and so gracious for all that you have done, all that you are. We just pray, my Father, that you be with us and guide us and keep us throughout our journeys in this life. Guide us and keep us, forgive us our sin, allow us to pass from death to life on a daily basis, allow us to acknowledge our shortfalls, allow us to ask for forgiveness. We know that you've given us this holy assurance. We've got to believe that you have and have no doubt that we have eternal life and that there is no condemnation dwelling in us. Guide us and keep us throughout the remainder of our week. This is our prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we ask it all. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Have a great day. May God bless you.